my coworkers. I know that they need Christ, but I feel like I haven't been the light that I need to be. Part of my holding back is fear of rejection.
Hold back from conversations, activities, even relationships because of a fear of rejection? You're listening to Hope for the Heart. Knowing where your acceptance comes from can free you from the rejection controlling your life. Our host, June Hunt, talks about this as she shares biblical hope and practical help from her series, Rejection, Healing a Wounded Heart. Now, here's June Hunt on Hope for the Heart.
Basically, the wrong belief in regard to rejection is when I'm rejected, I believe I'm unloved, unworthy, and unwanted. Those equate with love, significance, and security, except it's feeling I'm unloved, insignificant, insecure. My life is not worth living unless I'm loved, valued, and secure in my relationships. I have a friend just about a year ago who committed suicide, a medical doctor. I remember the suicide note. He had gone through a divorce, and he said, I don't want to be without a girlfriend, and I don't want to just be at home alone. His value was caught up in feeling rejected because of a number of bad decisions he had made, but he didn't allow the Lord to be his need meter. And instead, he took his life, and he was smart as a whip, but not wise about life. Instead of living with that kind of wrong belief, we ought to have the right belief. When I'm rejected, not if, but when I'm rejected, I don't like it. That's a right belief, isn't it? Yet my worth is based not on what others think about me, but on the fact that the Lord accepts me. Jesus not only loved me enough to die for my sins, but he also intimately knows me, lives inside me, and promises to meet my deepest inner needs. It's interesting, there's a passage where Jesus was giving what is called the Sermon on the Mount, and he was talking to all these people, and he was explaining, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God? Sparrows are very nondescript birds. They're not known for their beauty. The scripture says, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The word worth, he's saying, look, you have no clue how much worth God puts on your life. We need to line up our thinking with God's thinking. That's the bottom line in regard to the Lord. Why is it that one of the most beloved songs in Christendom that is worldwide is, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. I think it's because we all experience at times feeling forsaken. And that's why that song is so endeared to our hearts. Do your friends despise, forsake you? It will happen. It happened to Jesus. But don't stop there. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield you. You will find your solace there.
Do you feel rejected by family or friends? Let's return to Hope for the Heart with June Hunt as she continues to share hope and help for healing the heart that's been wounded by rejection.
The key verse to memorize is Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Out of all the passages in the Bible, this is one that if you give to someone who is in the throes of rejection because of the tendency to close down, the tendency to not trust, this would be a wonderful passage. If you know somebody who's hurting, you could print it out and just say, you know, this is just a gift for you. Just hand it to him. This is just a gift to you. I received a question. Can you explain more on how fear of rejection can cause a person to be undisciplined? Now, I've rejected you, yet there's something that you're wanting to do. How free are you going to be very active and try to do certain things, knowing that I've rejected you once? I could easily do what? Reject you again. And so this is where we get that paralysis of analysis. It's like, maybe I shouldn't do that. Wait a minute, I don't want to get my head chopped off. But I've got ideas, and yet we hold back, or in this case, being undisciplined. It can be that sense of apathy. Why try? I can't please anyway. I'm going to be rejected. All I hear is criticism, that person with the critical spirit. And it wears you down. A person who continues to reject over and over, when it's a pattern of life, it so wears down motivation that I can see easily how a person can be more encouraged to be undisciplined, because it's like, hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me. Why would I put my hand out again to have it slapped? I'll just keep my distance. That's why it can stifle motivation. And that's why, by the way, look what the Bible says. It is just amazing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up. You see anywhere in the Bible where it says, reject one another, tear each other down? You never see anything like that. It's encourage one another and build each other up. Then there's motivation. It's like, well, okay, if you fail, it's not a big deal. Let's just learn what we can and go forward. It wounds my spirit when I hear that people are rejected. What do we do if we've been rejected and yet there's been a severe pain? What solution is there? What can we do to help ourselves? Well, when you respond positively to others, typically they respond back. I want us to be able to understand the importance of how we interact with others in spite of the times when we have been rejected. So I would like for us to listen to a conversation I had.
My coworkers, I know that they need Christ, but I feel like I haven't been the light that I need to be. And it hurts me, and I try to, but it's hard to be.
What is the hard part about it?
I don't know how to put myself out there. I grew up in church with a love for people, but I guess I just don't want to hurt.
Have you been hurt in the past?
I felt rejected a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my holding back is fear of rejection. And another part would be not really knowing where to meet people. Like today, one of my coworkers got a phone call that his mother passed away. And I go to the bathroom, I just start crying for him. I know I have a love for people, but it's hard to show that or to know when or know how.
Okay, she said, my coworkers, I know they need Christ, but I feel I haven't been the light I need to be, and it hurts me. I tried to, but it's hard to be. Then she talked about the hard part was she's been rejected. Now, is her heart in the right place?
Yes.
Yes. Her heart's in the right place. What's controlling her?
Fear.
Fear of? Rejection. When somebody already has the right heart, and yet she's described this coworker, he got a phone call, mother passed away. She said, I go to the bathroom and just started crying for him. I know I have love for people, but it's hard to show that. To know when or how. So what's going on here? She is rejecting them. Do you think she thinks that?
No.
And yet here she has a heart to reach out to this coworker. See, so much is covert. We don't know. We just don't see at times what's going on in our own personal dynamics.
Well, June Hunt is sharing how you can overcome the fear of rejection that's controlling your life. Now June continues her conversation with a young woman who is struggling with the fear of rejection. June helps her and us see how God will use rejection in life to help others. It's from the series Rejection, Healing a Wounded Heart. Here again is June Hunt on Hope for the Heart.
Well, one thing that you just said is you have a heart for people. The most important thing that you can do is have a mindset of, Lord, may I know how to be a friend. When people hit adversity, are you able to relate to people in the midst of their hurt? Was Jesus rejected?
Yes, I know he was.
Do you want to be Christ-like?
Yes, I definitely do.
Do you realize that the times that you are rejected, God is going to use those times so that you can identify with his suffering, so that you won't be calloused, so that you won't be surface in your relationships? No one wants to be rejected, but it actually helps us at times to experience pain, because then we can experience what other people are experiencing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so focus on, what did Jesus do when he felt rejected? Did he just cloister himself and not reach out to others?
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. Reached out.
You're saying he reached out?
Yes.
Even though at times you have felt rejected, what would it look like among your coworkers if you really reached out to them?
I think some of them would reject me, and others would probably just not really take it to heart.
Let me make a suggestion. Notice that when Jesus reached out to others, like the tax collectors who were scorned, he would go and eat with them. He found common ground. People respond when you talk with them about where they are. Learn to ask meaningful questions. Questions like, what do you like the most about what you do? Or, who's been the most influential person in your life?
Okay.
What was the happiest time of your childhood? It's asking questions so that you can get to know them and they feel like, oh, she cares about me.
I have done that with some of my coworkers, and some of them have opened up to me.
If you can get people to talking about themselves, you learn so much about them.
Yeah.
And they feel that then you care about them. A lot of people need to have a changed life, but you've got to build the relationship first.
Yeah.
As you learn to ask certain questions, getting them to talk about themselves, what was it like growing up? Did you have two parents in your home? What did they do? Did you have brothers, sisters? What do they do now? Or you're just getting to know about them, and you can be praying for them, but you wait for the opportunity to speak about spiritual things until, I think sometimes we're not willing to speak what's on our hearts out of fear of rejection. If I really am going to be like Christ, I'm going to accept that on occasion I will be rejected, but I'm going to decide now that that will be okay. My Lord and Savior was rejected too, yet he spoke what the Father told him to say. So it was right for him to speak when he spoke. And likewise, it will be right for you to speak as long as you're led by the Spirit of God. But first, focus on building a relationship. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We are to be sharpeners of each other. So pray for discernment. Focus on getting to know others, and then you may win the opportunity to share how to have a true faith in Jesus Christ and how to enter into an authentic relationship with him.
Obviously, she feels ill at ease. She feels awkward. I think she doesn't know if she's going to be accepted or rejected. And yet, what she needs is a way to start to communicate. Obviously, we're not going to be able to eradicate all rejection. Let's make that a given. With all of our lives, if you did everything right, I would venture to say you still will periodically be rejected. Because Jesus did everything right. And was he rejected?
Perfect.
Yes. So it's not about him being perfect.
Perfect.
It's not about you being perfect. Given that, certainly we can do things that are rejecting actions, but assuming that that's not the situation, it helps to really focus on it is more blessed to give than receive. How we communicate is very important. Colossians 4:6 says, let your conversation be always full of grace. That means give them what they don't deserve. You are thinking not about what do they deserve to hear. You're going beyond. Be full of grace, seasoned with salt. The way we talk can preserve relationships. The way we talk can season to make much more palatable difficult words that we need to say. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
Ever felt like a prisoner to your emotions? Then How to Handle Your Emotions by June Hunt is a must read. You'll learn how by feeling your emotions and dealing with your pain, you can find hope and healing for anger, depression, fear, grief, rejection, and more. Harness the power of your emotions and let God make you into the person He created you to be. You can order your copy online at hopefortheheart.org or by calling 1-800-488-4673. That's 1-800-488-HOPE.
We return to Hope for the Heart with June Hunt as she looks at rejection.
You know, when you think about the life of Joseph, here he had brothers that sold him, literally. They were so rejected that they rejected him. We said that rejection breeds rejection. So they rejected him. He was carted off to Egypt. Sold as a slave, gets sold to a good man named Potiphar. But Potiphar had a wife who had eyes for Joseph. And he is a victim of seduction. At least she tried. He runs away. He escapes. She accuses. Is he vindicated? No. He's blamed. So he's thrown in jail. What happens in jail? Joseph was a man of integrity. He didn't become bitter. He didn't allow himself to be bitter, resentful, full of hatred. But ultimately, in spite of being thrown in the pit by his brother, being thrown in prison with false accusation, he rises to the top and he becomes prime minister of all of Egypt. And ultimately, because he was a man of faithfulness and integrity, he was not overcome by his circumstances. He wasn't destroyed by his rejection. And so he is trusted, and his gifts are used in such a way that he prepares for a famine that is to come. And he has 7 years to prepare, and he does a beautiful job. And then one day, when there's this worldwide famine, here traipse the brothers to Egypt. They need food, having no clue that they are going to encounter their brother. They don't recognize him, but he knows. Joseph knows that these brothers were a part of his life. He's not in denial as to what happened. And what's so phenomenal when you read the last chapter of the book of Genesis, chapter 50, once it's all out and these brothers realize they could be killed, rightly so, by the brother whom they rejected, with tears, he did not hold their rejection against them. And he said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. And he explained, to accomplish what is being done now, the saving of many lives, that God used the spirit of acceptance of Joseph to ultimately save the Hebrew people. And they were brought to Egypt, given land, given a segment of a city, and they prospered for many years. We have a choice how we respond to rejection. You have a choice. Will you be full of resentment, or will you say, It's not that I like it, but I refuse to live with bitterness, resentment, and hatred. Instead, I will choose to trust God with my life. I will trust Him with my future. Jesus, when rejected, was dependent on His Father for every word He spoke. And He says, when you are rejected, be dependent on the Holy Spirit for every word you speak. You see the correlation here? He's just telling you to do what He did. Jesus knew some wanted to kill Him, but love, not fear, was His focus. And He says, though some will want to kill you, don't let fear be your focus. Don't live in fear. That's not God's best for you. That's not God's will for you. Jesus said He would be rejected, but in the end there would be blessing. And He said, you will be rejected, but in the end there will be blessing. I don't know of anyone who in the Bible was more severely rejected than Jesus. He was called a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And in Isaiah 53, He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Did rejection destroy the heart of Jesus? No. Did it thwart His plan and purpose? Did it kill His ministry? Are you going to be rejected? Are you going to be destroyed because of it? Can you still have a ministry? Will you persevere? Will you be an overcomer? Then you will be like Jesus.
Hi, this is Paul for Hope for the Heart. When we're rejected, a chain reaction can occur that leads to more rejection. This can lead to a cycle that eventually becomes a way of life. Do you know four ways that rejection breeds rejection? We want you to know that you are accepted, and we want to help you heal the heart that has been wounded by rejection. June Hunt has prayerfully developed a Heart of the Matter series titled Rejection, Healing a Wounded Heart. This series will help you understand how rejection breeds rejection, how you can perceive God's character, heart, plan, and purpose for your life, plus so much more. Hope and Help for Rejection is also included in June's book, How to Handle Your Emotions. More information about this series and the book can be found at hopefortheheart.org, hopefortheheart.org, or call 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. We pray that you have been encouraged by this program. It's helpful to know that you're not alone in your struggles. Many listeners have shared this sentiment. For example, here's a note from a listener we'll call Rick.
You have helped me as I've listened to your broadcast. Hearing about other people's problems and what they are going through gives me hope because I struggle with some of the same things.
Ministering to the many through ministry to the one. That's been June's patient approach to counseling that has blessed so many over the years. We're grateful to God that lives are being changed through this broadcast, through books and other resources. The goal of Hope for the Heart is to bring the life-changing hope of Jesus to your heart and to help you share that hope with the people you love. We have many opportunities to reach this goal as technology provides new ways to share the message of hope. But we need your help. You can invest financially through a generous one-time gift or through planned monthly giving. You can also partner with us in changing lives when you commit to pray for this ministry. Find out more at hopefortheheart.org, hopefortheheart.org, or call 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. Join us next week as June shares more hope and help for those feeling rejection. Here again is host and teacher June Hunt with a word of hope from God's Word.
On a personal level, there is only one real response when I acknowledge that God will always hear me, He will always love me, He will never abandon me. Psalm 66:20 says, "Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld His love from me."